Now it's recording. Okay. And this one, 5. Torreyway, Northwest London. Tuesday, the 5th of November, Zion Cheshvan, Rabbi Geshen Duna, Hilchas Brochas, Part 1, Introduction.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
As Rabbi Geshen said, this is a part one of a series on Hilchas Brochas. We're going to discuss all different sorts of Hilchas Brochas. We're going to discuss what brocha to make on pizza. We're going to disagree with certain shops who advertise their own pizza to be brocha A and really it's brocha B. We're going to talk about what brocha to make on fruit salads and cholent. And we're going to discuss how many rogalach you have to eat to make a hamotzi. You'll be quite surprised it's not so many. And various other topics will come across as a brocha. So we'll start with the ham and cakes. We'll get there. We'll discuss our mazonis sandwiches, really. Mazonis and various other interesting topics. Okay. So it all starts off on Mishnah in Brachas Daf Lam Tehem Lalef. Ketad Mavarchin Al Aperis. What bracha do you make on fruits? Al Aperis Ha'ilam, on fruits of the tree, you make Bori Priyo Eitz. Chutz Min Hayayin, apart from wine, which even though it originates from grapes, which originate on a tree. Al Yayin Oime Bori Priyo Gefin. Al Aperis Ha'aretz, on fruits of the land, we Oime Bori Priyo Ha'adoma. Chutz Min Hapas, apart from bread, even though bread starts off from wheat. You still make alpas, oime, hamadis, mina arts. Al herakois, on vegetables, you make boiri adama, and Rehuda says you make boiri mini deshoim, which we don't paskin like, and therefore no one has heard of that bracha. Now, the Gemara asks straight away, mina hani mini, where do we know that there's a chiv to make a bracha b'chla? The Gemara tries to learn out from a pasuk, it says, kodesh hilulim la'ashem, and it's obviously something that you make a bracha before and afterwards. Gemara has a whole omud where it makes the cheshbon that cannot be the source to make a bracha because the few manda omrim, those psukim that we try to use are not really extra and therefore that cannot be the source. The Gemara concludes by saying, Elosvorahu, it's logical. Also loy le'odom, sheyehen emin ha'olam hazeh, below bracha. It's forbidden for anyone to benefit from this world without making a bracha. And that's the chiyuv to make a bracha is from there. The Gemara goes on to say, Tana Rabbanan, Also lo adam sheyehene min oyma zev lebracha, v'chol hanene min oyma zev lebracha, mo'al, he was over me'ila, he had hana from something that was sacred without permission. Ma'i tekante, how should he rectify it? Says the Gemara, yedech etz l'chocham, he should go and learn by a wise man. I ask the Gemara, yedech etz l'chocham, my other day, why am I going to help him? He's messed up, he's in the bracha. Mom says, no, it means you should go to a wise man and he will then learn Hilchos Brachos, and by knowing Hilchos Brachos, you will end up never having an issue of eating something out, making a bracha. The Gemara continues to say that the Reb Levi asked the contradiction. It says, L'Hashem Haaretz Umaloi. Everything belongs to Hashem. And then it says afterwards, Hashemayim Shemayim L'Hashem, V'Haaretz Nosan Ibn Adam, that everything in this world belongs to man. How can you reconcile that apparent contradiction? Says the Gemara, Loikash, Kan Kodim Bracha, Kan La'achar Bracha. Before you make a bracha, it belongs to Hashem. And after you make a bracha, you then have Rishus now to partake in this food, and therefore now you can eat it, and therefore now it's Nosan Ibn Adam. Omer B'chini Ba'papa, Kol Hanene Min Olam Azeh B'lai Bracha. Whoever goes ahead and eats something, and his nana, we'll see Ladakh eats, maybe smells something, we'll see later all different things that Mechuv in Bracha. Ke'ilu goizel la'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Knesset Yisrael. It's like he has stolen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from Knesset Yisrael, Prad Yisrael. Shanei Ma'ana brings Pesukim. Now, what does it mean you're going from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, Kupshutoi, you would think, it means that you stole the food from Hashem. Whoever eats without making Bracha has stolen that food from Hashem. That's not how Rashi learns. That's how the Marshal learns. Rashi says, you're gozel es brachosay. Because you had a chiyuv to make a bracha, by not making a bracha, you're stealing that bracha from Hashem.
Why Klal Yisrael?
And why Klal Yisrael, says Rashi, shekeshechotu haperus lokin. When someone does an Aveira, he causes Parnosa and Klal Yisrael to go down, the Peiros Aleike. And therefore, there's a form of collective responsibility here. By you doing something bad, you end up that the whole economy will go down and Brexit will strep on for a bit longer. And therefore, you're not supposed to, you're supposed to make the right bracha, and with that, the Peiros will not be like. Okay. The halacha, more in earlier than before, and in Dafyod, I think, that the chiyuv to make a bracha is only a chiyuv midrabbanan, not a chiyuv min ha'Torah. The Gemara said that Kriya Shema, if you're not sure if you made it, said Kriya Shema or not in the morning, you have to go back and say Kriya Shema again, because Sofik d'oraisa l'chumra. However, if you have a Sofik in a bracha, you don't say it again. Sofik brachas l'hakas. It also, Babenji also is d'oraisa. However, and Sofik brachas, not only that, you have a potential issue of saying Hashem's name in vain, as well, when you make a bracha, shalom tzarech, which machlek is Rambam and Tosef, is it d'oraisa or not? And therefore, Sofik brachas is lahakas. The question is, how can you reconcile the Gemara we just learned to the Gemara we just said? If you have a chiv to make a bracha, and if you don't make a bracha, it's like you are stealing, then Sofik gezel should be lechumra, and you should be not allowed to eat unless you make a bracha. How can the Gemara say Sofik brachas lahakal and eat without a bracha? You should say the opposite, say Sofik gezel lechumra, Sofik derais lechumra, and therefore you don't want to steal from Hashem, you don't want to cause all the economy to go down, and therefore Sofik should be, you should make a bracha. Another question is, that halacha is, that someone who has a family member who dies, before the Torah, they call it Oinon, and Oinon doesn't, it's not Mechuv Mitzvah, doesn't wear tefillin, doesn't make any brachas, etc. And it doesn't shake Luluf, and Oinon doesn't do Mitzvah. And Luluf, you're not, because on the Yom Tov, and the Yom Tov, they're Oinon. Akaponim. Question is, isn't Oinon allowed to kill? Can the Oinon say, listen, I'm part of Mitzvah now, there are a few people who've been annoying me for quite a long time already, let's take advantage of the opportunity and knock them off. Such a thing? No, such a thing. Can the Oinon say, listen, I've been a bit pressed for cash recently, now I'm not Mechuv Mitzvahs, let's go and steal from the local bank, and then I'll go and do the Kvura, and then I mean, the answer is that the Loch, any Asay, not Mechuv to, but a Loch Asay, as long as the Avera, otherwise you can't do. Stelt the question, that if we're saying, if you eat without a bracha, you can eat with from Kodesh Baruch Hu, how can Oinon eat without a bracha? By eating a bracha, he's stealing. And if we said, everyone was in agreement, there's no way an Oinon is allowed to steal. So the answer has to be to both questions, that you're only goyzel to Kodesh Baruch Hu if there is a chiyuv bracha and you don't avail yourself of that chiyuv. You're not trying that chiyuv. If there's a chiyuv and you're over that chiyuv and you're not make a bracha, you're supposed to make a bracha, then you're called a stole from Hashem. However, if there's no chiyuv, then you're allowed to eat the mela. An oinon who has no chiyuv to make a bracha, because he's potter from all mitzvah say, therefore it's not considered to having stolen, because you only called stolen if you should have made a bracha and you did not. Who are din? By sophic brachas. If there is a chiyuv to make a bracha, then I understand if you don't make a bracha, you're stealing. However, if there's a din, sophic brachas lahakel, that means that it's other paskins. Chazal have declared that the din is, you should not make a bracha when you have a sofik. And if you should not make a bracha, there's no problem of perhaps you eating out bracha because you don't hear bracha before. Okay. The fascinating Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger wants to say that if someone ate matzah without making a bracha on the matzah. Svandim. Huh?
The Svandim not make a zoinus.
Okay. We'll discuss soon. They're probably right. Matzah could be mazonos mikar, then it could be like crackers, and we'll discuss that in Mitzvah later on in the series. Very good. But we're talking about something no bracha, yeah? Didn't they make not a Sfaradi bracha and not a Ashkenazi bracha? No bracha at all. Says Shlomo Kluger, it's not, he's not Yotzei Mitzvah, it's a Mitzvah Habor Ba'Avera. Now, in Mitzvah Avera, there's two ways to understand what that means. Either that this Chafetz is a bad Chafetz, it's a not good Chafetz because it has an Avera done with it, or that if you're doing an Avera at the time you're doing the Mitzvah, it's no good. And the Chayyah here, you have both. Here, this matzah, until you make a bracha, is Hashem, it's not yours, it's stolen chayfetz. And also, by eating in it, you're doing an avera of stealing from Hashem, and therefore, we can understand how it makes sense that you're not the kind of mitzvah of mitzvah haba avera if you eat something stolen.
You mean if he
hadn't
said,
I'll
kill this matzah, he hasn't done
the mitzvah? If you don't have mitzvah, you don't make a mitzvah. Achivat is the bracha on the food, the first bracha. Chil Atzah is the bracha you make on the mitzvah. If you miss out the bracha on the mitzvah, even if you do the mitzvah, you're mekayim the mitzvah. If you don't make the bracha on the food, then you're over gezeila, and that perhaps will be mitzvah above it. Since we said Chol HaNeh Moedeh B'li Bracha is over an Aveira, Chil Zalman is Mesupik, if someone who doesn't have any taste buds, and therefore when he eats something, he doesn't have any taste, would he be Mechuyav to make a bracha or not? Because he could argue, perhaps, he's not called a Neh Neh Moedeh B'li. Someone who intravenously fed food, Zichel will make a bracha. But that's not Dafka Raya.
You don't make a bracha.
You do not make a bracha.
You don't?
No, no, no.
Like water
when you're not thirsty. We'll get water, we'll have water later. But the Chol the Raya, the Shari Truva discusses, if you have a very fancy cousin who's eating egg yolks, and there's no hanah when eating egg yolks, you're eating them because it helps your voice. Dudi's nodding, I'm sure Dudi availed himself to the egg yolks sometimes. The Shari Truva says, because since you're nene b'mezoinoi, since agadei you're achila, you're now sustained and you're full, that would make you make a bracha. And therefore, see that, from Lama Shari is clear that even if you don't have a taste buds, you should still be making a bracha because you are nene from that. It has to be an achila still. I think it still has to be an achila. The whole thing was talked about. We'll see why. Now, the machaber brings down a rish to Zion. Also, lahanos mireach toiv ad sheyavorech koidim shereach. It's also to have hana, a nice smelling thing, until you made a bracha before. Says Rishi Brura, ukamoi she also lahanos ba'achila b'shtia ad sheyavorech. Just like we said, you're not allowed to eat or drink without making a bracha. Who are then? You're not allowed to smell something nice. That's mechu b'shal sakwa. And the Gemara in Brachas Dafim Gimel says, based on this on the pasuk, it says koil hanashama ta'alaka. And the Gemara says, what's something that the neshama benefits from and not the guf? That is reyach. The mashma af hanashama ta'alal hanasa. Here's makor that you have to make a boiri atse, boiri isve, boiri mine, somim on good smells. What is it? We'll get this. We'll think about it. All comes in. No, that's coming soon. It's still now. Now, says Mr. Brewer there in Rechta Zion, he's done it. Dafka areach tiknu chachamim brocha. Veloy akol. Yeah, if we're saying any benefit you get, you have to make a brocha. Well, if you hear a nice song, perhaps you should make a brocha on that hanah you're getting as well. And you know, because that's aim boy mamish. That is no mamish to it. Nothing you're making a brocha on. On food and on reach, you could learn that you're making a bracha on the fact that Hashem made that nice thing, that from that I'm getting benefit. Hashem came by coil, there's nothing tangible there, and then you don't make a bracha. V'chein l'titnu bracha arachitza, u'kadoyme. You don't make a bracha on, you know, someone who had a shower for a long time, in 9 days, he's a big brisker, he had a shower the whole 9 days. When he has a shower afterwards, it's a big hanah. Perhaps you make a bracha on that rechitza.
Yeah, other people should make their bracha, wouldn't
they? So on that, says the Mishabura, very good, right? Mishum de'ein nechnosin laguf. So that's not hana that goes into your guf, and therefore that would not require a bracha. Guadin, if someone tastes the food and spits it out, just tasting it to see if they have enough salt in the dish, then you do not need to make a bracha. If you're tasting it and to see if it tastes good, and you're swallowing a bit, that's really 2 days in the chaba and ratio base. Would you make a bracha or not? But if you taste something and spit it out, you would not make a bracha. Perhaps you could do so on a talis, that's a different shmuz, but you won't make a bracha because you're not being nenot. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah in ratio Yud Zayin. But Oysan, Shenoisnin Esev, Shekoyrin Tabak, Latoich Shveferis. They put this tabak inside a pipe. Umadlikin Oisle, and they light the end. Vushoyavin Ha'oshon Befin, and they inhale the smoke into their mouths. Nistapik Hamogan Avram Bezer, Ihavakatoyim or Poilet, whether it's like tasting and spitting out, and therefore you do not need because you exhale what you inhale. I'm not sure the other side, maybe because the tar stays behind, maybe that's why it's maybe not like that. The achroinim hechlitu, and achroinim paskin, the shayat shulim, and gemayim, bepshitu she'ein levarich al ishan hatabak hazeh. That we should not make a brocha on smoking cigarettes. I'll wait for someone to say that. I'll wait for someone to say that as well. Okay, I.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Now, wait. We're going to find out, maybe, great of Shulchan. Because you must him, maybe you don't make a bracha because, yeah, you exhale it, and therefore nothing was large and good. What about Reach Toiv? What about the bracha on Reach Toiv? Like, you make a bracha on clothes. We can make a bracha on cigarette smoke. And therefore, why do they make a bracha on it? He brings down. He says, Ikka cigarette, loy nasa Reach Toiv. For Adarabah, who chozot omar. The smell of cigarettes is very strong and bitter. And there's many people, or befrat noshim, especially ladies, she'ein yachol nisbol beklal hareich hazeh, who are unable to cope with the smell of cigarettes, and therefore it's not called a reich toiv, and therefore you will not make a bracha on cigarettes. This is a makor for ladies not to like people smoking, is the Aruch Shulchan Ereish Yud Sikdalot. Now, then he asks a very good question. What about the menthol cigarettes? Well, nowadays they have all these menthol cigarettes with all sorts of fruity flavors. That smells much beautiful. Perhaps we should make a bracha on that. And that, he says, no.
Dangerous.
You know, it's dangerous.
I know, but it's relevant. People die in
well, this isn't a debate on the pros and cons of smoking. Everyone's in agreement here that smoking is not good. He says that the halacha is if you have a smell which is only there to take away a bad smell. So the halacha of Rishon Zion is in a bathroom, if you have there something nice smelling to take away a bad smell, one would not make a bracha. And therefore he says all these menthols and these fruits in these cigarettes are only there to take away the bad smell, and therefore it's not got a din of Reach Toiv, and therefore unequivocally you don't make a bracha on the Reach Toiv. Now again, about the actual smoking with a sofik in the Magen Avraham, and he said that the maskana is not to make. I saw brought down in Piskei Tshuvos that the Maram Ash, who was a Talmid of the Chasam Sofer, was machme that before he had a cigarette, he would have a shahakol first. Now, what shahakol to do with Reach Toiv? On that, the Tefes in Brachot Avraham Gimel, who says when you walk into a house and you smell something nice and you're unsure if it's a Mine Besomim or Atze Besomim or Isfe Besomim, which are all different types of herbs and find herbs, the Machalik is what you should do. Tefes has a tzad, you should make a shahakol. And Mishbura brings down La Locha Tzad that you're Makayim, but the Eved, if you make a Shahakal on a good smell, you're Makayim with your Shahakal, the Bracha. And therefore, when the Maram Ash had a drink, he had in mind that the Shahakal should be on the drink and on the cigarette. And with that, he was Yotze Midei, the Sofik of the Magen Avraham, whether the cigarette needs a Bracha. I would like to propose, perhaps this is the Makor for people going to have a coffee and a cigarette. Oh. Yeah, who made the shit of coffee and cigarette? This is the Pshat. Because the Maram Ash used to make a shahakal always when he had a cigarette, and therefore they made it that minute, coffee and cigarette. So that you should make
a coffee.
Okay, so to summarize what we've learned so far, that it's forbidden to benefit from this world without making a bracha, either eating or drinking or smelling. There's also no chiv. The post can be down cold. The minig is not. Well, I'll get back to it. Now, so to summarize, smelling, eating, drinking is a bracha. Music, washing, and cigarette smoking does not need a bracha because there's no real internal, tangible benefit. Okay. Now we'll discuss briefly the chiyuv to make 100 brachas a day, because once we know the Hilchos brachas so well, we'll have loads of different brachas to make the whole time, so we'll be able to get 100 brachas much easier. Says the Mechaber Mem Vav Gimel. Chayim Adam Levarich B'chol Yoyim Me'er Brachas Tefachas. The chiyuv on everyone every day to make 100 brachas. Explains to Mishnah Berurah, Hatar. There was a magefa, there was a plague going around, and David HaMelech saw they were dying every day 100 people. Therefore, Tikkun David was Musakan, Levarich, Me'er Brachas B'chol Yoyim. So, therefore, we have a chiyuv to make 100 brachas a day. Gemara Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel, brings down a kind of source to this. Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Atei Yisrael, Ma Hashem, Kecha Shel, Gemara says, Al Tikri Ma Elo Me'er. And therefore, you should be making Me'er brachas a day, 100 brachas a day. Are ladies mechuyev in this or not? It doesn't seem to be a mitzvah such a mangro. So the most original would be that ladies are mechuyev. If you have a lady who's not davening three times a day, a lady not mechuyev down three times a day, a lady mechuyev just to speak to Hashem once a day, it could even be in a personal word to Hashem to daven the tefillahs. If you don't daven three tefillahs a day, we'll see the schedule in a minute. It's very hard to get to 100. Shaila is a lady mechuyav in 100 brachas or not? So Revolvna brings a raya. His raya is from Mishaburah. Mishaburah discusses how we get to 100. And I'll briefly go through it, and the mathematicians here will correct me if I'm wrong. But we have four brachas of Priyashma by night, and one Yirunenu Mariv is five brachas. We have Shemoyne Esra Mariv, which makes it up to 24, 5 plus 19 is 24. We have Hamapel, which makes it 25. In the morning, we have Zizadayim, Shiyotza, and Akaya Tzara, makes it 28. We have three Berachas HaTorah, which is a Shaila, but Mishaburah says it's three. It could be two, we don't say Amen after one, but it's number three, is 31. We have 15 Berachas HaShachar, makes it 46. We have Tzitzis and Tfilin, which is three Brachas, which makes it 49. We have Baruch Sha'oma and Ishtabach, makes it 51. Three Berachas Kriya Shema is 54. Two more Shemoyne Esras is 38 more, so 54 plus 38 should be 92. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, that's 92. Says Mishaburah, you got 92 already, that's when you're fasting. Now, if you're eating two Geshmakas Sudas every day, says Mishaburah, there'll be now 16 brachas. Why 16? He said, in each Suda, obviously you're washing, so Antiz Daim and Hamotzi, four for benching, and then he's assuming you're benching on a kois, which would make a hagafen before and a alagafen afterwards, is 8 for each suda. If you eat 2 sudas a day, you're way over your 100. That's out going to the bathroom, that's out eat snacking in between, that's out having coffee and a cigarette and making a shakar on it. Okay.
Is it night to night or the day?
Very good. Yeah, that's okay. Very good. That's a good show, big shine question. Now, ladies do not wear citizen tefillin. Therefore, says Rav Ozna, if there'll be a chiv on ladies to make mayor brachas, Mishaburah should say there's two tracks. Here's my cheshbon for men, and now I'll say cheshbon for ladies. Now, as to why ladies don't wear tzitzis, it's not so simple why not. Because if they want to, they could. And we know the women of the war fall, I don't know who's who, but some women go over to Chodesh and they wear talis and tefillin by the Chodesh. And on that, there's a Targum, during the Targum of Israel, who says on the Lo Yilvash. The Targum there says on the Issa of Lo Yilbash, or the Issa of a lady wearing man's clothing, he says, like tzitzis. He holds tzitzis to be an example of men's clothing. Now, you could perhaps make pink flowery tzitzis, which wouldn't be Lo Yilbash, which would maybe belong to a lady, that would be fine. On that, they asked for Moshe to shout. Moshe, many years ago, before the whole women's rights movements were so active, they asked for Moshe that they want to wear tzitzis. And he said, listen, make adin, you're allowed to. If you're doing it erlich, if you're doing it for a real, because you have a nafshei choshka b'sitzis, and you really want to wear sitzis, you're entitled to. However, if you're doing it for women's rights, oh, Lord, it's a terrible thing, and a father shouldn't be allowed to. He already 40 years ago saw what was going to happen, and therefore the meaning of women do not wear sitzis. Okay, now this is Graham Shire. Do you go the day after the night or the night after the day? So the postkim will ask Shire to bring a raya, because everyone knows on Yom Kippur it's very hard to get meir brachas. Everyone's smelling all day, and everyone's in the church what to do, and the postman discussed if you say amen to his brother, is that called mayor brachas or not? If you would go with the night after the day, i.e. from daybreak to daybreak, then it wouldn't be such a big problem. Because you have, in the night of Yom Kippur, Motzim Kippur, you could do what you want. You could eat, and you could have sudas, and you could, your marriage fest is very long, and it would be much easier. From the fact that everyone mutches what to do on Yom Kippur, bring the postkim a raya that it must be, it goes from Shkia to Shkia, from nightfall, and therefore that's why it's much more of a difficult thing to say Meir Brachas on Yom Kippur. I saw Shaila, what happens? So let's say we're passing now, we go from either Shkia or Nacht until Shkia or Nacht. What happens if someone davens early Marv? So you daven early Marv, it's still day, but you're davening your Marv, yeah? If you're,
yeah. When?
On Wednesday, on today, Tuesday, you go up to 3:30, you find a mincha marav minyan somewhere, and you want to daven it. Yeah, you want to go to sleep from 4 until 8 in the morning, and therefore you have to have marav very early. Is that called the day before, or is that called the day after? Where would it go? So there's no clear hachra on this. It could be toiler on a very famous machloikas Tazim Marshal, which manifests itself in 20 different places all over Shulchan Aruch, which was negeh on Shmini Atzeres. Let's say you have someone who does not eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Now, I'm not going to go into that now, because it's already 4 minutes to nine, but Kupshuta, you should be eating Shmini Atzeres. Kupshuta, the Gemara, and Sukkah Mizayin, and Mechaba says, you should eat in the sukkah. I know that the Minig not too, and therefore not speaking against Mahagim, but the Pasha says you eat in the sukkah. Let's say someone does not eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Shana Rabba, he makes early Yom Tov. He comes home, it's now, for him, it's Shmini Atzeres by night, but still, Shana Rabba afternoon. Everyone else is still Choldik, and he is meant. Should he eat in the sukkah or not? Can he make a leshe basukkah or not? Okay, for him, he's eating out of the sukkah, but on the other hand, it's still Shana Rabba afternoon. How can he eat out of the sukkah? But he doesn't eat in the sukkah, Shmini Atzeres. So that is a machlokes Taz and Marshal in Tov Reish Samaches, what to do. I forget who holds which way. One of them say, no, it's still a Shana Rabba. How can you eat out of the sukkah if it's a Shana Rabba? I'll say, no, it's really got Kedushah Shmini Atzeres now, and therefore you're allowed to eat out of sukkah. There's many nafkaminas on this din, and it's a big machloka. There's steers and tazzas all over the place, and it's not. It's maybe another shir in itself about that. But it could be told on that. If you learn that you're allowed to eat out the sukkah, then you hold it. It's already the next day now. Shana Rabba has become Shmini Atzeres. And if so, you could say that Avadu, the Meir Brachas, is the next day, because it's ready the next day. Hashem came. Perhaps if you say that it's, you have to be Machmeh Shana Rabba, you'll also be Machmeh that's the day before the Gav Meir Brachas, and you will not have to make Meir Brachas. My grandfather, Rav Zunna, you could stop him any time of the day and ask him, where are you up to with the Meir Brachas? And he'll tell you the number straight to him. He held cock the whole day, where he was up to. There's a famous Maisa of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav, once, Shabbos afternoon, was about to go to Mincha, and he asked his family, do you mind prepare me a banana on my return? I want to eat a banana. Agav, the briskers famously like bananas. The Dovid Slavichi always asked people in Shmita to bring him bananas from Chutz Laaretz because he likes bananas. My friend was by Chasna and he saw banana liqueur there. He said to Dovid, here's some banana liqueur, it's very good, do you want it? He had a little cup, he said he does want it. He thinks he prefers to drink it at home, so he held it and took it home and drank it. Akoponim, Briskerov asked his family for a banana after Mincha. And he went to Mincha, and he came home, and there was a fancy banana waiting for him, and he didn't partake in it. And they asked him, why not? And he said, he only wanted the banana, because he was worried about the Meir Brachas. When he went to Shul, he got an Aliyah, and therefore he got with that two extra Brachas, and therefore he doesn't need a banana anymore, and therefore that was it. Okay, so we have the introduction to the Brachas. We know on which Brachas, why we make Brachas, which concepts require Brachas, how many Brachas to do a day, and Mitzvah, when next time I'm called upon to speak for part two, we'll continue to go through different halachas of individual Brachas.
Shabbos afternoon.